Sechet Kelim Perek Yudbeid Mishnah Ches Ha'oiler V'Hakumis. An oiler is a pen sharpener made out of metal. And a kumis is a metal pen. V'Amitu Pellet and a plummet. A metal bar that's attached to a string that the builders use it to make sure that the building is straight. V'Mishkolet, metal weight. V'Hakurin, a metal bar that is used to push the olive into the press. V'Hakan, V'Hakana, Tumeh. And a metal ruler. And a kana, which is a slate on which the sofrim put their parchment on that plate. All these metal kalim are tmeim, they're makabel tuma, even though they're flat, they do not have a receptacle. Since they have an identifying name, they're considered prominent kalim, and they're makabel tuma. V'chol gomei kliyeh tmeim chutz mishar shkroth, and all unfinished kalim made out of wood are makabel tuma. If the kli is usable, even though it's unfinished, for example, it's missing a base, or a handle is makabel tuma, it's considered a kli, even though it's not totally finished, with the exception of a wooden kli made out of a shkroa, a type of cedar wood. This type of wood has a very hard shell, and it needs to be sanded down, and if a kli is made out of a shkroa, if it has not yet been sanded down, it's not makabel tuma. Rabbi Huda Oymath, Greifish Ozaiah Tahira, Acha Tishlach. Rabbi Huda said, even a kli made out of the branch of an olive tree is tar, it's makabel tuma, if it's not totally finished. It's not makabel tuma until it's cooked up in hot water, since the olive tree has oil in the wood. And it's not really usable until that oil is extracted by cooking it in hot water. So therefore, a kli made out of the branch of an olive tree would not be makabel tuma until the wood is cooked up and the oil is extracted from it. Sechet Kelim Perek Yud-Gimel Mishnah Aleph Asayas V'Hasakin, a sword and a knife, V'Hapigyon and a dagger. It is sharp on both sides, V'Romech and a spear. Magoyad, a sickle which is blunt, that is used for cutting hard objects such as wood and bones. Umago cutter, and a sharp edged sickle that is used for harvesting tool, by a shachar and a razor. Vizug shel saparim shenechluku hari elu tmei, and a scissors used by barbers, all these kalim. If they split into two, they're still makabel tuma even after they split, and if they had become tumei before they split, after they split, they continue to be tumei, as all these kalim could be used even after they split. Rabbi Yossi Oymer, Hasamach liyad tamei, Basamach l'roish tor. Rabbi Yossi said that any of these kalim that split, the part of the kli that's closer to the handle is still makabel tuma, and that part of the kli can still be used, as you can use it by holding on to the handle. But the part of the kli that's closer to the top that no longer has a handle after it was split is tar, is no longer makabel tuma, since you have no way of using it, since that part of the kli has no handle. And all these kalim that we mentioned are sharp kalim, such as knives, swords, and sickles. And if it doesn't have a handle, you cannot use it, since if you hold on to it, you'll cut yourself. Misperish and echlokol ishnaim, Rabbi Huda mitamei, bechachamim mitar. A misperish is a long blade that's bent over to form two blades. That's a bit twisted in the middle. And if this blade broke in half, Rabbi Huda said both halves are still makabel tuma. It can still be used even after it was split. And the Chachamim retired. The Chachamim say that the blade is no longer makabel tuma, as it's very difficult to use after it's split, so therefore it's no longer considered a kli, and it's not makabel tuma.